Daddy Elmo.
And say hello.
Hello.
And your name?
Alfie Sargent and Dad James.
And what he is reading?
The Broom and the Broom. I call it The Broom and the Broom.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we comfy? Let's go. The witch had a cat and a very tall hat. And a long ginger hair which she wore in a plait.
Yep.
How the cat purred and how the witch grinned as they sat on their broomstick and flew through the wind. But how the witch wailed, and how the cat spat when the wind blew so wildly it blew off her hat. Down, cried the witch, and they flew to the ground. They searched for a hat, but no hat could be found. Then out of the bushes, on thundering paws, there bounded a dog.
Which is hat?
In his jaws. He dropped it politely, then eagerly said, as the witch pulled a hat firmly down on her head, I'm a dog, as keen as can be. Is there room on your broom for a dog like me? Yes, cried the witch, and the dog clambered on. The witch tapped the broomstick, and whoosh, they were gone. Over the fields and the forests they flew. The dog wagged his tail and the stormy wind blew. The witch laughed aloud, and held on to her hat. But away blew the bow from her long ginger plait.
No, that was the dog's.
Down, cried the witch, and they flew to the ground. They searched for the bow, but no bow could be found. Then out of the tree, with an ear-splitting shriek, ah! There flapped a green bird with a bow in her beak. She dropped it politely and bent her head low, then said as the witch tied a plait in her bow, I'm a bird, as green as can be. Is there room on the broom for a bird like me? Yes, cried the witch. So the bird fluttered on. The witch tapped the broomstick, and whoosh, they were gone. Over the reeds and the rivers they flew. The birds shrieked with glee, ah! And the stormy winds blew. They shot through the sky to the back of beyond. The witch clutched her bow, but let go of her wand. Down, cried the witch, and they flew to the ground. They searched for the wand, but no wand could be found. Then all of a sudden, from out of a pond, leapt a dripping wet frog with a dripping wet wand. He dropped it politely and said with a croak, as the witch dried the wand on the fold of her cloak, I'm a frog as clean as can be. Is there room on the broom for a frog like me? Yes, cried the witch. So the frog bounded on. The witch tapped the broomstick and whoosh, they were gone.
They tapped him.
Over the moors and the mountains they flew. The frog jumped for joy. And the broom snapped in two. Down fell the cat and the dog and the frog. Down they went tumbling into the bog. The witch's half broomstick flew into a cloud. And the witch heard a roar that was scary and loud. I am a dragon as mean as can be. And I'm planning to have witch and chips for my tea. No, cried the witch, flying higher and higher. The dragon flew after her, breathing out fire. Help, cried the witch, flying to the ground. She looked all around, but no help could be found. The dragon flew nearer and, licking his lips, said, maybe this once I'll have witch without chips.
Is that not what it is? Where did his fire come from?
But just as he planned to begin his feast, from out of the ditch rose a horrible beast. It was tall, dark and sticky, and feathered and furred. It had four frightening heads and had wings like a bird. It had a terrible voice when it started to speak. Was a yowl and a growl and a croak and a shriek. It dripped and it squelched and it strode from the ditch, and it said to the dragon, be off, that's my witch.
All right. Recording's up on it now. We'll just say goodbye.
Goodbye.